Welcome again to St. Mark's for Good Friday, for those who are here and those who are following online today. My name's Andrew, I'm the minister here, and it's great to be with you all on Good Friday in this special day. And at this point in the service, after all the readings that we've had and the songs and the time of reflection that we've been through, I just want to think with you today about what our service and time on Good Friday is actually about, and why we're celebrating it today, and bring together some of the things that we've heard. We usually come to church on Sunday, not Friday, but we do have a special holiday for this day and this particular Friday. So it's good to think, well, why is this so important? Why are we here? And what does this mean to us? And of course, fundamentally, Good Friday, as we've read about, is a time of remembrance of the story of the death of Jesus on the cross. And that's why it's a relatively somber and quiet day of worship. And the readings that we've had today will demonstrate that to you. They're not upbeat or joyful. I want us to think now then, what do they mean? What is the significance of this day? I think if you were to ask many Christians about what they fundamentally believe, one of the things they might say is something like, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And this phrase is a summary, perhaps, of one of the basic Christian beliefs, and it's a true summary. But I think that the readings from the Bible that we've had today show that that is perhaps the tip of the iceberg of meaning that we can find when we contemplate the story of Jesus dying on the cross. So this morning, I'd just like to bring a bit more of that iceberg above the water for you and think about how do we relate to this story of the cross of Jesus today. For me, the central theme of the readings that we've had today from Matthew, from Isaiah and the Psalm is that what we see in Jesus going to the cross is the reality of God's ultimate identification with human beings. I suspect that for most people, the background picture that we have in our mind of who God is when we think about God is the idea of a distant sort of supreme being somewhere up there. The cliched picture is, you know, the old man with a beard up in the sky. Whatever we believe about God, perhaps that's an image that we might have in our mind. However, what Jesus teaches us, and I think and demonstrates in this story, at going to the cross, is that God is actually determined to be close to us and to enter into a relationship with humanity and to identify with us, to be where we are, and to be united to our life and our experience in its whole. The radical reality of what we believe as Christians is that God has come close enough to the human race to become one of us. And by doing that, he's allowed us to actually identify with God and to be united with him in a new way. And so when we listen to the story of the cross today, what we are hearing underneath it is the story of God's identification with us, and particularly with the experiences of suffering that we undergo as human beings. And I think that to suffer is unfortunately one of the distinctive experiences of being human. We suffer in so many ways, and in those sufferings we realise the kind of creatures that we are, and we become often the kind of people that we are in the way we respond to those sufferings of life. And in general, I think our suffering in all its forms is part of the human condition that we all want to be liberated from. We struggle with this. And so our Bible readings today remind us that when we think about the cross of Jesus, what we are hearing, what we're seeing in his story is the point at which God has come into direct contact and direct identification with all the depths of human suffering. So let's think about what we learn about the experience of Jesus on the cross, which is brought out in our story from the Gospel of Matthew, and it echoes words that were written before that in Isaiah the prophet and Psalm 22. Now, what did Jesus experience on the cross? Now, going to the cross obviously involved physical suffering for Jesus. We hear in Matthew about how he was beaten by the guards, and obviously he was nailed up on the cross itself to die. But interestingly, the Gospel story does not dwell on this so much as the emotional and the spiritual side of this experience for Jesus. Jesus, we hear, was humiliated also. He was stripped. He was made fun of by the guards. He was insulted. He was misunderstood about who he was. And we hear earlier, his friends abandoned him. and left him. And he was considered to be a failure. His enemies triumphed over him in this time. And in the midst of this experience, he also has the experience we know from of the weight of human sin falling on him, experiencing alienation from God the Father for the first time. And apparently, or in his experience, as he cries out, feeling forsaken by God as well. So I think there is a tendency at times for Christians on Good Friday, when we think about the cross, to dwell overly much on the pain of the crucifixion. I don't want to do that today, because I think that there is more to it than that, because the point is not in those details. But you know, I think in our broader understanding that on the first Good Friday, Jesus is the Son of God with us, God with us. He is immersed, or was immersed, in the depths of human suffering and our experience of that. And why did he do that? The reason that he did that, we believe, was so that he could identify with us in that and take that upon himself and into God's life and overcome then the power of those experiences on our behalf. Isaiah the prophet, we reread, saw what this would mean to be this kind of servant of God. What does it mean for God to identify with us? When he wrote the words that we read in Isaiah chapter 53, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. By his wounds we are healed. Now, it's getting slightly ahead of ourselves to talk at all about the resurrection of Jesus today. I don't want to give spoilers about how the story ends. We'll get to that on Sunday morning. But those two events, so the death of Jesus on the cross and his resurrection from the dead, they're two ends of this same process of identification that God has with us. On the cross, we know, Jesus identified himself as God with the sins and failures of the human race. He entered into that space where we all live in various degrees throughout our life, a space that where we are dominated by our mistakes, by the things that we have done that are worse than we want them to be, or worse than we could be. The things that we carry behind us, the way we give in to the temptation to make easy decisions to hurt other people, the regret we have about that. This is part of human suffering, and it's something we cannot take away, the things that we've done in the past, and they weigh us down. And so we hear that Jesus identifies with that. And with God's holiness and life in him, then the punishment and the consequences of those sins are taken away from us through his identification. And when they're taken away, the only thing that's left is forgiveness and healing for those people who follow him. And on the cross, Jesus also, we hear, experienced rejection and abandonment, as we so often do. So the times that we have when the faces of people that we love or who have loved us, our family or friends, they're turned away from us for various reasons, or our relationships are broken, we experience conflict. This is part of human suffering. Sometimes we find ourselves alone and we don't have the resources that we need to lift ourselves up out of that experience. And so into that loneliness and emptiness, Jesus comes, and the love of God and comfort of God comes with him. The offer of reconciliation, the new start that Jesus gives those who identify with him into that experience of broken relationship. That's another thing he comes to identify with. And also on the cross, we read Jesus experienced the pain of cruelty and abuse at the hands of his enemies. So we know very well, in this world we often hurt each other, don't we? Most of us at some times have either, at one time, have either been the victim of some kind of abuse or cruelty, or the persecutor of other people in some way. And so Jesus comes into that experience and identifies with the victims of oppression as he is surrounded by his enemies. And into that space then, as God, he brings the justification and the power of God to say that we are able to stand right before any judge or before any enemy. There is confidence that we're going to be vindicated in the end, as Jesus was. So there's so many different aspects to this identification of Jesus with human beings when he comes on the cross. And so I hope that we can understand today what Good Friday is about, what this story that we're reading is about. It's a story of identification, of God's closeness to us. In Jesus, God has identified completely with the struggles and sufferings that all of us have. He knows it from the inside. And the good news, because of that identification, we have a pathway to overcoming and healing those pains. So I wonder where Good Friday 2024 finds you personally. Are we up at the heights of life doing well, which is great? Or are we a bit more down in the depths, maybe somewhere in between? Did the words of Psalm 22, as we read them, sound familiar to you at all? The things that you might say in your personal time. The writer of the psalm says to God, "Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help." Have you ever said that? Have you ever felt like saying that? We use the phrase "down in the depths" to describe how life can feel sometimes. And that can be a very accurate description. It's like being at the bottom of the ocean, you know, down where it's all very dark, not able to get back up, all alone. And the story of Good Friday is that it's in that place. That's where Jesus meets us on the cross, because that's where he is. Because he went down into the depths there too. And he went there voluntarily to bring the presence of God into the depths. And so the good news is, if that's where we are, that's where God is too. We're not alone. And so that is what we mean when we say Jesus died for our sins on the cross. He identified with every part of our lives, and he has brought all of those experiences into contact with God's presence through that. So we can be assured that when we cry out to God from within those depths, as Psalm 22 does, that he hears us, he's there. And that's the good news of Good Friday, and that's why it's called Good Friday. Now, it's not quite the full good news of Easter Sunday, but we'll get there in a few days. You can hold on. But for today, on Good Friday, I encourage us all, you know, as we're reflecting this morning, let's sit and rest in this understanding that God has completely identified with us. There is no part of our life where he is absent or missing. And so we can bring every part of our lives to him, and we trust that he understands. He will connect us with his life and his love for renewal in that experience. And so we can bring our lives and the life of our world to God now. And so as I finish my reflections, we're going to be praying for our world. And Sandra's going to come and pray for us in the hope and understanding that God is with us all in the midst of our time of need. So let's spend some time in prayer. Thank you, Sandra.